What is joy? And why would you want to create more of it? What purpose could it possibly serve? Well, the dictionary tells us that joy is intense and especially ecstatic or exultant happiness that springs from within. It's a feeling of well-being, success, or good fortune. It is taking keen pleasure and rejoicing. So let's look at some benefits of being joyful. When you're joyful, you are happy, and your perceptions of the world around you are going to take on a very positive hue. You're going to see everything around you from a positive perspective. Joy is infectious. When you're happy and joyful, it's going to lift the spirit of everyone around you. Joy is a people magnet. People want to be around you when you're joyful. Joy is healthy. It can strengthen your immune system. Joy can encourage a state of well-being. And oftentimes, old hurts and wounds or limiting beliefs can create physical symptoms such as headaches, heart palpitations, or a general feeling of physical malaise. They can affect your sleep patterns. They can create insomnia or the need to sleep too much. And when you shift into a state of joy, you can start to feel good, and that can eliminate some of the physical symptoms or all of the physical symptoms you've been experiencing. Joy is elevating. It creates a high vibration that can actually align you with source energy. This higher vibration is going to enable you to manifest your desires more quickly and easily, because the higher your vibration, the faster your desires will become manifest. Joy attracts abundance. Joyful people tend to create better relationships with money. Joy creates better relationships. Joyful people tend to have better relationships with themselves and with other people. Joy creates higher self-esteem, and people with higher self-esteem tend to be more successful in their endeavors. Joy expands your consciousness and understanding, and it opens you to receive higher energy and inspirations. So the first step in creating more joy in your life is to look at what might be blocking it. So this can include any feelings you have of hurt or loss, any unhealed events or situations from your past, feelings of victimhood or blame. All of these can trigger regret, pain, sadness, grief, and numbness. And these are the antithesis of joy. So get out your workbook now and let's fill out what hurts or losses are you aware of in your life. So have you lost a loved one through death, divorce, or the end of a relationship? Maybe through abandonment, the loss of a friend, a good friend that you miss very much. You know, think about anything that may have affected you in that way. Have you lost money, a friend, job, self-esteem, desirable experiences, or security through business finances? Or health setback? Have you experienced any hidden losses? For example, do you feel that you've lost your beauty, your youth, or your sexiness? Have you lost yourself in a relationship? Did you lose your self-respect, your self-esteem, your trust, your personal power? Have you experienced empty nest? What impacts have these hurts or losses had on your life? In your relationships, in your professional and personal relationships? Have they affected your work? Have they affected your finances? Have they affected your ability to take risks? Do you find that you can't take risks anymore, but you used to be able to? Are you feeling stuck? What about your health, your weight, or your sleeping patterns? How are they right now? What about your ability to focus or your outlook on life? your overall ability to function. So sometimes an unkind remark or a snub by a teacher or a friend's insensitivity can really affect you profoundly. So take a moment and just finish up any of these losses that you may not have even remembered you had. Take a few minutes and dig even deeper and see if there are any that you may have missed, You really want to be very thorough here because this can be affecting you in your current life situation. So don't underestimate any of the hurts and losses that you've experienced that you haven't really dealt with. And even if you think you've dealt with them, sometimes they affect you on even deeper levels. So, for example, one of my clients had put on a great deal of weight, and she'd lost her self-esteem and her trust in her marriage. So the weight loss was extra padding to protect herself from the attention of men. She did not feel safe being attractive to men. Now today, she's shedding her weight easily. She's released the reasons that were behind it, and she's happy and blossoming. Now another woman who's doing really well now had also gained substantial weight, and she gained this after the loss of her business. She fell into a deep depression, and she ate and slept her life away because she didn't look at what was the cause, what was creating her depression. So when people work closely with me, you don't have to relive that story in all its excruciating details because the release is going to be rapid and easy. Now, another woman I worked with developed heart palpitations, and she had difficulty sleeping. She was waking at all hours of the night. She was losing her personal power at work, and it was affecting her health. Her situation was a bit different because she is energetically sensitive to her environment, and the energy in her workplace was toxic to her. It was absolutely toxic. So I showed her how to work with the energy field to protect herself, to develop her strength and embody her power. So how do you know? We've looked at some of these hurts and losses, and there are other factors that we're going to look at as well. And we've looked at some of these hurts and losses. How do you know if they are affecting your life? Well, there are some indicators, and on the physical level, you may be having trouble sleeping. Either you're sleeping too much, or you may have insomnia. You might be gaining weight or losing weight. You may just have this insatiable appetite, or you might lose your appetite. You could experience heart palpitations. Your blood pressure could be elevated, or it might be too low. On the emotional level, you could be feeling sadness or yearning because whatever the loss was, it's not really satisfied. You're not really satisfied with the resolution of it. You may have difficulty in focusing. You might be losing yourself in your work. You become a workaholic. You might no longer be able to take risks. You used to be able to. You know, you didn't have trouble looking at relationships before or wanting to get involved, but now you're afraid because you got hurt. You might find yourself cleaning obsessively, and you may find yourself flying off the handle. Another way that these losses and hurts show up is if you're hiding in an addictive behavior. Whether you're lost in the land of television, if you're addicted to food, if you're addicted to alcohol or other drugs, or shopping or gambling, you know, it's like you have this empty hole. You need to fill it. And this isn't going to fill it. You know, it's always going to be there, and you're still trying very hard to fill it. There's also, you could get lost in your work. You may be repeating patterns over and over again in your relationships, in your finances, or in your eating, and you may find that you're experiencing a downward spiral because what happens very often is if you've experienced loss, you haven't really dealt with it, Well, your vibration is lower, and so you're going to continue to attract other losses, other negative experiences to your life. And that's very, very common. So it's really important to look at these. And you know, in fact, we're going to look at specific strategies that we can use. And so make sure, double check your list again, and make sure that everything that feels unresolved or losses that you experienced are on this list, because we're going to be using it. So now I want you to dig a little bit deeper. What's going on in your life? What symptoms or behaviors are you experiencing? What's not working in your relationships? What's not working in your career, with your job, your finances? What's not working in your health? What would you like to change for the better? Do you want to bring in a soulmate? Do you want to create a better relationship with yourself so that you can really feel good about yourself and know that you can really love and accept yourself just the way you are? What about with your friends? Do you want to create a better relationship with them, with your significant other? Do you want to create a better work or career relationship? Because everything is a relationship in your life, and we're going to explore that a little bit further on. What about with your finances or your health? So, I want you to make a list. Stop the recording right here and really fill in what is not working. And now, if you could wave a magic wand over your life and sprinkle it with fairy dust, what would you change? What would your life look like? You have absolute carte blanche. You had all the money and all the resources you needed. How could things be better? So take just a moment or two and jot down how you would like your life to look in every area. How can it get better? Just take a couple of moments. Take your time, actually. You can just stop the recording and start it again when you're finished. So now you have the beginnings of a map. You know what's not working. You have a clearer idea of what might be causing it. And you know your goal, the location of where you want to go. In essence, you have a map. And from here, we have some plans and strategies to get you there.